USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Central and Northern California will get the brunt of another big storm set to slam the Golden State later this week. But this one will carry warmer air, meaning it'll be rain, not snow, falling on everything but the mountain peaks. Meanwhile, in San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles, a lot of people remain trapped in their snowbound homes, depending on people like Andrew Braggins to help.
People like me are trying to get out that can and go deliver food and hike through 6 feet of snow to these homes that can't get out, these senior citizens that can't dig themselves out.
In Kentucky, five people died in storm-related incidents over the weekend, and about 130,000 customers remain without power. Authorities in Atlanta are sorting out what to do with more than 30 people arrested yesterday when a protest at a construction site turned violent. Some people set fires, others threw fireworks at police outside a police training facility under construction. Israel has been the scene of huge protests as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to implement a radical change in how the country's Supreme Court works.
Under his proposals, Israel's parliament, which is dominated by Netanyahu and his right-wing allies, could vote by a simple majority to simply ignore rulings of the Israeli Supreme Court.
NBC correspondent Raf Sanchez in Tel Aviv also says about 40 Israeli jet fighter pilots are refusing to take part in a training exercise. This to protest the impending overhaul of Israel's legal system. A new website from the Transportation Department is now live telling you which airlines charge how much of a fee to sit your family all together. Bad news, good news, if you own or want to buy a Tesla, the company's recalling about 35,000 Model Ys to fix bolts that secure the back seat. And Tesla's again dropping prices on two other models, putting the retail price of the Model X to just below $100,000. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Some jurors who found South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch guilty of killing his wife and son say he should have never taken the stand in his own defense. Three of them told the Today Show Murdoch's show of emotion during his testimony was not genuine. Murdoch continues to say he's innocent, and his lawyer says an appeal of the verdicts is coming. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is taking some fellow lawmakers on another tour of the border today.
We're going to talk about security. We're going to talk about work visas. We're going to talk about school safety.
Gonzalez says he wants to show his colleagues the reality on the border. One stop on the tour is a major smuggling route where high-speed chases are common.
You cannot drive along Highway 90 right now. It's pure chaos. It's one of the most dangerous roads in America.
Gonzalez says after a slight decline in border crossings in January, it's now spiking. The tour comes after Gonzalez received a major condemnation from his fellow Texas Republicans over the weekend. The state party voted to censure him for, in their words, a lack of fidelity to Republican principles and priorities. Last year, Gonzalez voted for the bipartisan gun control bill that passed Congress and has supported federal same-sex marriage protection. Who's going to win the big boxing match? The question for which we almost always know the answer continues to draw people into movie theaters. Creed III made $58 million in its debut weekend in the USA and another $41 million in its showings overseas. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Heating your home this winter is bound to dry out the air, leading to not only flaky skin and chapped lips, but also sore throats, bloody noses, and higher chances of catching a cold. Consider adding a whole home humidifier to help protect your family this winter. Whole home humidifiers add moisture to cover your entire home efficiently and effectively. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the